We haven't actually seen efforts towards ensuring that that provision is actually operationalized. Because we have a convention called United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities that was ratified in 2018, but you know that ratification is one thing, and also it has to be domesticated. And after domesticating, we need to ensure that the convention is implemented. So since then, the convention hasn't been domesticated. I think there is actually deliberate leaving out of the things to do with the disability, because on the list of laws that were, or those acts that are going to be aligned to the new constitution, we didn't see anything to do with disability. So that means it's we have a long way to go to actually ensure that the sign language has been what has been operationalized.
So taking into account that there is this kind of slow pace in operationalizing that kind of provision in the constitution, what are you doing, you know, as an organization to push the government to most probably quicken the kind of process?
We are actually engaging relevant ministries and relevant portfolio committees to ensure that they also recognize the issues to do with disability, and ensuring that there is also political will to ensure that disability is actually prioritized. Because we have come a long way in terms of lobbying and engaging various stakeholders to ensure that we get the support that is needed to ensure that persons with disabilities also benefit from the programs that will be done in the country. And those laws, the conventions that are there and the policies that are there should also uphold or should also include the disability, and ensure that persons with disability, they also get protected by those particular laws and policies.